Welcome to the Fishers of Men, a missionary Baptist ministry featuring Brother Mike Bronner of Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. If you would like to contact Brother Mike Bronner, his mailing address is P.O. Box 1523, Petersburg, Alaska 99833, or you can reach him at KRSA at area code 907-772-3891. It's time now for the Fishers of Men on KRSA.
Vido me. When to the Lord I did pray, he took my burdens away. That's why I'm singing today, I'm happy in him. Though skies above me are gray, his word I'll ever obey. At his dear side I will stay, till heaven I win.
I'll be happy
forever, just over on the river, no matter where it may be. If Jesus my Lord is there, in heaven's tomorrow, there'll be no more sorrow. It will be heaven for me, if Jesus my Lord is there. You'll find a happy relief from all your sorrow and grief, if you will only believe your burden he'll bear. Your many troubles will flee, though they like mountains may be. Freedom your spirit shall see, if Jesus is there, is there.
I'll be happy
forever, just over on the river, no matter where it may be. If Jesus my Lord is there, in heaven's tomorrow, there'll be no more sorrow. It will be heaven for me, if Jesus my Lord is there. There is a city above, where we shall live in his love. There with the heavenly dove, an angel so fair. In that sweet home of the soul, we'll live while ages shall roll. When heaven's gates shall unfold, my Lord will be there, be there. My Lord is there, in heaven's tomorrow, there'll be no more sorrow. It will be heaven for me, if Jesus my Lord is there.
I'll be happy
forever, just over on the river, no matter where it may be. If Jesus my Lord is there, in heaven's tomorrow, there'll be no more sorrow. It will be heaven for me, if Jesus my Lord is there. It will be heaven for me,
if Jesus is there.
My Lord is there.
Good evening, this is Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. We're thankful to be able to be back to the radio station once again today and have what we consider another God-given opportunity that might come this way and try to bring a message from the Word of God. And we sincerely appreciate everyone who tunes in and hope that you'll pray for us and be such as mindful that this work is a work which we fully believe that we must lean upon the Lord for it to be successful and for it to be such as would be helpful for others. So we ask you to pray for us. We do desire, have an interest in your prayers. Let us also remember as we pray, that as the work goes on, ever how long the Lord may want for it to continue on, that it would be a blessing to those who tune in. I believe it is God who knows best what needs to be presented because he knows what we need to hear. So we try to look to him for our guidance and for our direction. I hope you've enjoyed the song we had played. It was Come On, Enjoy the Good Song. I enjoy such music and such songs as calls our attention to the Lord Jesus Christ and that fondness that we should all have in him. And I enjoy the good thoughts in it and hope that you have enjoyed it as well. We've tried to study, tried to prepare for this time. Have some thoughts on our heart that we feel like we need to try to bring, but feel like we need to go to the Lord in prayer before we might try to read some scriptures and then take up the thought that's on our heart. If it's to where you can and you'd like to join with us, we'd like to invite you to pray with us. So let us pray. Holy and wise Heavenly Father, we're thankful once again for the great many blessings you so richly extend toward us through thy Son, Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us our sins and help us that we might walk in such a way and walk, Father, in such a light that indeed would be helpful to those about us. And grant us, Lord, wisdom and understanding. And Lord, that with these gifts of God, indeed we could be useful as a vessel, meet for thy own use. We pray that you'd richly bless this work. Help it, Lord, that it would be such as would benefit others. Help it, Lord, that it would warn the lost and call the lost's attention to their own needs. They might look away from this world and look toward thee for soul salvation. We pray, Father, for the children of God, that the work that goes on would be such as would call the children of God's attention to the need to follow thee, our God, to unite with the house of the true and living God, we pray. That you'd richly bless the church and help her to labor faithful for God. Forgive us our many shortcomings and sins, and strengthen us, Lord, in mind and body. Help us that we'd be such that the light of God would indeed shine out in a dark and desperate time. We pray for those who you've called to preach. Ask you, Lord, to bless these men that labor in the Word of God. Pray you'd richly help them to be delivered from the things of this world that would ensnare. Pray, Lord, you'd bless our country. Our country stands in need of your help and your guidance. Forgive her for her waywardness and for her turning from the things on which that you allowed her to be established. Continue to grant us freedom, Lord, that, Lord, this freedom that we have might be such that we'd enjoy seasons of godliness without the fear of intervention from those who might be about us. We ask you to continue again to bless this work, forgiving us again our sins and shortcomings. And we know we fail to ask many things, but fail not to grant. For we seek all favors and blessings. In the name of Christ Jesus, for his name's sake, we do pray. Amen. We've been trying to study for a series of weeks from what's called sometimes the Articles of Faith. Articles of Faith are nothing more than a group of basic beliefs, just general thoughts, which that teach what we find the Bible to teach. And these thoughts are not unique or not something that is only found in a particular area. These are common beliefs. And these common beliefs are important to be considered because, as we find in the Bible many times, God teaches us in the Word of God that in studying His Word that we find wisdom. Studying His Word, it calls our attention to the great need that we have in God. We learn about our own selves, what we are. Why we come up short, that the great answers of life are found in the Word of God. But these basic articles of faith just teach a central doctrine. We've been trying to share these, and this week we're at a place where we're considering the subject. Perhaps the word is new to you. The word is the word sanctification. It has a significant meaning. It is a core teaching of the Bible. We would like to try to address these thoughts along the lines of the subject of sanctification. And may be some who not tuned in before and don't realize that there is a website which has these more detailed information contained in it. With a work like this, we only have a certain period of time that we can give to a topic. But if you'd like to study in more depth, you're more than welcome to come to a website which is titled FisherOfMenBaptistic.com. And that's one Fisher, Fisher of Men Baptistic, as like Baptist, but Baptistic.com. And there's links on there to previous sermons been preached under the radio button. There's an area there called Articles of Faith, which that's what these are. They're called Articles of Faith. There's a section on some different booklet topics. And then under the subject of salvation, there are many just short one-page articles which have been written, prepared to be printed in newspapers. And this material is all free of charge. You may listen or print off, use any of this any way you'd like to. The The purpose of this material is simply to help others that they might consider the teachings of God's Word, and through that study, come to a deeper understanding. And if you don't have a relationship with the Lord, that this might be a benefit even to help those who don't know the Lord to know the Lord. So we want to study some scriptures or present some thoughts tonight relating to the subject of sanctification. We'll begin by reading some verses of scripture from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, scripture says, beginning with verse 1, "Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit." We'll stop reading here with the mistakes you may have made. Gives us a brief reading lesson out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We've read from the first down through the 8th verse. In reading these scriptures, I noticed that the 3rd verse tells us about the will of God toward man, and that is our sanctification. I noticed that the scriptures here are written, this 1 Thessalonian letter. You go back and you read the beginning chapters of this, and you can go back into the book of the Acts of the Apostles and find the history of when that the gospel was brought to these people at Thessalonica. And here this is addressed to the church in Thessalonica. So this is not just a portion of the Word of God that was when it was originally written. It wasn't just written for the population, the general population there, but it was specifically given to the church. And I find that in writing to these born-again people, said, here's the will of God for you, that is even your sanctification. Now that tells us something about sanctification, to whom it's addressed, that it's not addressed to those who are lost. As long as the person remains lost, they have no hope at sanctification. A person must be saved, and I would even say not only saved, but then united to the Lord's body, which is his church. So as a saved person, soul salvation has been received, then you unite to the body of Christ, which is his church, and then we find here's the will of God for you, even your sanctification. With this in mind, I would like to consider a couple of points about sanctification. It says this is the will of God that you would, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain. In other words, stay away from some of these other things. So desire and sanctification, part of that is a separation from, and that would be because of the grace of God, but a separation from, it says, that you'd abstain from fornication. And that is relationships outside of marriage, physical relationships, and there's no doubt a lot that could be studied on the subject of fornication and adultery. Here he says that sanctification, that you'd abstain from fornication. And it don't stop there, but that you'd know how to possess your vessel. The Bible describes our body as the vessel, and the born again have the Spirit of God down inside of them. The outward man is still there as a vessel with the Spirit within. That you should know how you ought to possess your vessel in sanctification and honor. And that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter. So we find that the Scripture tells us that the part of sanctification is abstaining from fornication, possessing our bodies in sanctification and honor, and not running around defrauding the brethren. So these are key points in sanctification, and helps us to get a beginning concept of what sanctification involves. I'm going to read now from the Articles of Faith, and I'm going to generally address what the meaning of sanctification is, as we've got this verse of Scripture that helps support what that we have find written in this article. It says, "We believe that sanctification is the process by which, according to the will of God, we are partakers of His holiness, and that it is a progressive work, and that it is begun in regeneration," that'd be soul salvation, "and that it is carried on in the hearts of believers by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in continual use of the appointed means." And here are some examples of the appointed means: the Word of God, self-examination, and prayer. We're dealing with the answer to the question, when we're talking about sanctification, we're dealing with the answer of the question, saved, then what? A lot of people find themselves born again. They seek and find soul salvation. But then, after having been saved, the question that comes to mind, now I'm saved, now what? Now what's supposed to happen? Well, in living for God, the will of God is to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Here's the will of God, even our sanctification, to come out and be separate from the world. We'd like to consider some verses of Scripture which teach us about sanctification and present to us how the Bible indeed teaches these things we've just mentioned. First off, is that sanctification is the process by which, according to the will of God, we are partakers of His holiness. This is God helping us to develop holy lives after being washed and with the washing of regeneration down in our soul. Now we're talking about God's continual work in progress with the born again, that we would be partakers of His holiness. I notice over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I tried to quote chapter 5 earlier, but now indeed I do want to turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and find in verse 23, it said, "In the very God of peace, sanctify you wholly," that's W-H-O-L-L-Y, "sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." So, sanctification indeed. Pray that He'd sanctify you completely, wholly, and then the parts of man are mentioned, and your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the will of God, even our sanctification. Sanctification of all of us in the will of God. Find another verse of Scripture over in Ephesians and in chapter 1. Now in Ephesians and in chapter 1, we notice again the will of God toward us. When we find it says, "According as He has chosen us in Him," that is, God has chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. God's chosen a place. That place is in Christ. Those who not only enter but abide in Christ, they remain there, and there is a holiness there. Not an inherent, because we're so good, but because that God has drawn us into Christ and we've yielded ourselves to Him. Because we're in Him, there is a holiness about us that's not our own. The righteousness is, as described over in the book of Isaiah, chapter 64, says that all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. That's what we're capable of. That's what our own good works or so-called actions are worth. They're like filthy rags. But God's blessings, having us brought into the very will of God and serving Him there, and there is a great blessedness there in holiness. And by the way, the word holy and the word sanctify, they come from the same original word. So when we're talking about being holy, we're talking about being sanctified. When we're talking about being sanctified, we're talking about being holy. Now the next thing said about sanctification was that it is a progressive work. Think about over in 2 Peter, down in 2 Peter and in chapter 1, we find a summation, a addition taking place, called our attention, how that indeed sanctification is a progressive work. Thinking about this in verse 5, and beside this, the Bible says, "Giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance. Notice it says add to this first thing the next thing, and then to that next thing another thing, and then from that other thing something more, a progressive work. So beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience experience, temperance patience, patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Scripture says, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Scripture then does indeed tell us that sanctification is a progressive work. Think about the next verse of Scripture, that it is begun. This is the next phrase in the article, that it, as we said in the beginning, that it is the process by which, according to the will of God, we're partakers of His nature. It's a progressive work. It's not that we progress along to get soul salvation. Oh, no. This is a progressive work of the saved. Those who've already been born again. It's a striving forward, a pushing forward. And I'm going to tell you, my friend, it gives you purpose in life, a great purpose. It helps you hold track. It puts you on target. So here it is a progressive work of the born again, that it is begun, it started in regeneration. I think about over in the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 1. Now, Philippians chapter 1, we notice again that the church at Philippi is being written to. In Philippians chapter 1, beginning at verse 9, the Scripture says this. So this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. This says many things. Most importantly, though, is that we would abound yet more and more. There's a growth. There's a continual progress. It began in soul salvation. And it says, but I would, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. Here is God's will, that we would indeed be fruitful, that we would serve Him, that we would be saved. Then unite to Christ, and then yielding ourselves to Him, be fruitful, which as this Scripture says, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory of God, to the glory and praise of God. And that's talking of God the Father. I think of another point that's made in this is about sanctification, that it is carried on in the hearts of believers by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, in the continual use of the appointed means. Those appointed means starting with the Word of God, also including self-examination and prayer. If we think about while we're here in Philippians, and then we'll turn to chapter 2, where we find that this is especially important considering the Word of God and how that it plays a vital role in the as being one of the appointed means by which sanctification is wrought through this continual progress for the born again who have already united to the church. Oh, then we find in Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. God is working. He's working through these appointed means, working upon our soul, helping us that we would grow and mature. Think of another one that points out the special importance of the Word of God. Over in the book of 1 Peter says, desire ye the sincere milk of the Word as newborn babes, that ye may grow thereby. The sincere milk of the Word. Desire it, that you may grow thereby. Again, emphasizing that this is the primary means whereby God works upon us that we would be sanctified. I think of another example. And this is speaking of how that another of the appointed means is for God to call to our attention that we need to examine ourselves. Think about over in the 2 Corinthians letter, chapter 13, verse 5. It says, examine yourselves. Or whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? So this self-examination is an important part of being a child of God, pressing on toward the prize of the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, which is the great reward for all the born again, which God has abiding and tied up in Christ Jesus. Think about the scripture that tells us that if we're not minded to press on toward the mark, Philippians 3:15, let us therefore as many as be perfect thus minded, be thus minded, and if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. God will reveal it, call it to our attention. Here's where we're off. Here's where we're leaving something off. And I think then about prayer, how important prayer is as a means, as an instrument, as an appointed means of God, that through this process we could indeed strive, and not only strive, but find sanctification. Ephesians over in chapter 6, verse 18 says this, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. That is, pray. Pray always and faint not. That in prayer is the great secret of the redeemed, believing upon the Lord and coming to Him. And so this is, again, a key part of sanctification. Our time is swiftly come and gone. Appreciate you tuning in. Hope something's been brought out. It's been helpful. So you be careful to thank the good Lord for that, because it's Him we look for our guidance and direction. Thank you again for your prayers. Thank you for tuning in. Pray for us. We'll be careful to pray for you. Again, until we're able to come back this way again, this is Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church.
You have been listening to The Fishers of Men, a missionary Baptist ministry featuring Brother Mike Bronner of Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. You can contact Brother Bronner at area code 907-772-3891, or you can reach him by mail at P.O. Box 1523, Petersburg, Alaska 99833. Thank you for listening to The Fishers of Men on KRSA.